Katie's nose was bleeding. Down below, the Slytherins were stamping their feet and jeering. Fred and George converged on Katie. "Here, take this," Fred told her, handing her something small and purple from out of his pocket. "It'll clear it up in no time."
"All right," called Angelina. "Fred, George, come and get your bats and a bludger. Ron, get up to the goalpost. Harry, release the snitch when I say so. We're going to aim for Ron's goal, obviously."
Harry zoomed off after the twins to fetch the snitch.
"Ron's making a right pig's ear of things, isn't he?" muttered George, as the three of them landed at the crate containing the balls and opened it to extract one of the bludgers and the snitch.
"He's just nervous," said Harry. "He was fine when I was practicing with him this morning."
"Yeah, well, I hope he hasn't peaked too soon," said Fred gloomily.
They returned to the air. When Angelina blew her whistle, Harry released the snitch and Fred and George let fly the bludger. From that moment on, Harry was barely aware of what the others were doing. It was his job to recapture the tiny, fluttering golden ball that was worth 150 points to the Seekers team, and doing so required enormous speed and skill. He accelerated, rolling and swerving in and out of the chasers, the warm autumn air whipping his face and the distant yells of the Slytherins so much meaningless roaring in his ears. But too soon, the whistle brought him to a halt again.
"Stop! Stop! Stop!" screamed Angelina. "Ron, you're not covering your middle post!"
Harry looked around at Ron, who was hovering in front of the left-hand hoop, leaving the other two completely unprotected.
"Oh, sorry. You keep shifting around while you're watching the chasers," said Angelina. "Either stay in center position until you have to move to defend the hoop, or else circle the hoops, but don't drift vaguely off to one side. That's how you let in the last three goals."
"Sorry," Ron repeated, his red face shining like a beacon against the bright blue sky.
"And Katie, can't you do something about that nosebleed?"
"It's just getting worse,"
said Katie thickly, attempting to stem the flow with her sleeve. Harry glanced around at Fred, who was looking anxious and checking his pockets. He saw Fred pull out something purple, examine it for a second, and then look around at Katie, evidently horror-struck.
"Well, let's try again," said Angelina.
She was ignoring the Slytherins, who had now set up a chant of, "Gryffindor are losers! Gryffindor are losers!" But there was a certain rigidity about her seat on the broom, nevertheless. This time they had been flying for barely 3 minutes when Angelina's whistle sounded. Harry, who had just sighted the snitch circling the opposite goalpost, pulled up, feeling distinctly aggrieved.
"What now?"
he said impatiently to Alicia, who was nearest.
"Katie!"
she said shortly. Harry turned and saw Angelina, Fred and George all flying as fast as they could toward Katie. Harry and Alicia sped toward her too. It was plain that Angelina had stopped training just in time. Katie was now chalk white and covered in blood.
"She needs the hospital wing," said Angelina.
"We'll take her," said Fred.
She might have swallowed a blood blister pod by mistake."
"Well, there's no point continuing with no beaters and a chaser gone," said Angelina glumly, as Fred and George zoomed off toward the castle, supporting Katie between them. "Come on! Let's go and get changed."
The Slytherins continued to chant as they trailed back into the changing rooms.